A Visit to the MD. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. A Visit to the MD. All is in divine order. All is in divine order now. We go to the MD, to the medical doctors, we go to the clinics, we go to the various checkups for a confirmation of our healthy condition. If people around us are unable to look at us and see us as whole and perfect, if people around us are unable to recognize that we are fantastic, then perhaps we ought to do something about it. Then perhaps we ought to go and visit our MD and have him give us a confirmation of how wonderful we are, even though other people may not be seeing us that way. But in truth, what are we shining out? Are we shining out our limitations? Are we shining out our feeling of insecurity? Are we shining out our feeling of inadequacy in various areas of our life? Is that what we're doing? Now, why are we doing that? Why are we shining out something that we really don't want to be? A visit to the MD should be a confirmation of who we really are, about our real condition, about what our life is all about, that we live in a healthy body, that we live in a healthy mind, that we live healthy indeed. That's what a visit to the MD should be. Now, you go to visit your acupuncturist, you go to visit your various doctors, and as you visit with them, you say to them, "This is how I feel. I have a headache, I have a heartache, I have a problem here. Now, what can I do to handle that?" And the first thing the doctor will do is to say to you, "I'm sure we can work this out just fine. Just relax now. Just relax." And the very act of saying relax puts us at ease and puts us at the feeling of, okay, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to be concerned about it anymore. I put it out of my mind. I put it out of my attitude. I put it in the attitude that it's going to work out just fine. And it is working out just fine right now. Now, that's not being Pollyanna. That's not being ignoring the circumstances, ignoring the appearances. But what it is taking charge of the appearances that I choose to have in my life and in my affairs. The appearances I choose to have in my life and affairs, the things that I choose to have is to be an expression outwardly of what I am inwardly. Now, until I change my attitude inwardly, my outward expression will be whatever my inward attitude is. And when I say to myself, I'm whole and perfect, when I say to myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when I say to myself, all is in divine order now, when I say these things, I am putting a cause in motion for me in my body so that when I go to see my MD, he's going to see that same thing about me. But I have to have that idea about me first. I have to have that idea about me as a possibility or a reality or an expression first in me. And then as I have that, then when I go to see the MD, when I go to see any medical practitioner, I'm going to hear from them exactly what I feel about myself, in myself, every moment of my life. It's so simple to do this and so definite to do this and so necessary to do this that it would seem that I would be doing it more often than I am. But am I doing it as often as I should? Am I recognizing who I am? Do I say I am whole and perfect? Do I say I like me? Do I say peace is mine? Do I say all is in divine order right now? Do I say that? Do I say that? Do I affirm that? Do I confirm that? Do I bring that forth in my every moment thought? And if I do, then that's who I am. That's what I experience. That's what I live. That's what I dream. That's what I am. That's what I am. That's all that I am. And that's all that's necessary. That's all that's necessary for me to be a fulfilled being, is to say, I like me. I am happy. Now, every morning around the breakfast table, we all stand up and in the monastery, and we hold each other in the arms, you know, one big circle of hugging, and we say, Om, 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 Om. We say that powerfully and dynamically so that the vibrations of the Om concept just flow through us. Now, Om is not some strange esoteric type of term. It just means God in us. It just means the presence of the divine in us. And so when I'm confirming the presence of the divine in me by saying Om, 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 I feel wonderful. I feel elated. I feel uplifted. And everybody else around me, they feel uplifted by their own Om. And together we give a magical series of these statements that the divine in me is doing its beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, marvelous job now and always. And I say this Om, Om, Om 4 times, and I say it with deep resonating power. I say it so that every cell of my body vibrates with that feeling of oneness, the feeling of presence, the feeling of goodness, the feeling of life, the feeling of all that is beautiful. That's what the presence of my body feels. That's what I feel. That's what I am. That's what I know. And that's all that is. Now, how do I feel? How do I act? How do I live? How do I dream? How do I act for myself as far as I know, whatever is the desire of my heart? How do I do that? Well, I do that by being very specific. We have our Om. We say it 4 times, and then we say together 7 times, I like me, 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 I like me. We say that together, and we resonate that together. And then we say, I like me, all is in divine order. And we say, peace. And we say, I'm independently wealthy. And we say, I love you. And then we give each other a big kiss and a big hug, and we say, you're wonderful, I love you. And as we say this, we put that cause in motion. That's a visit to the MD that we have every single morning here in the monastery. Every single morning, we hug each other and kiss each other and wish each other, not wish each other, but speak the word for recognition that in each other is the divinity right now. Totally done, totally wonderfully done, fantastically done, harmoniously done, joyously done. And when we say that, then we bring that about in our mind, in our heart, in our being. We bring that about because we are having our visit to the MD each morning as we have our Om. You can have a Om yourself. It doesn't have to be with people. It can be alone. And you can say these things to yourself. And as you say these things to yourself, you just feel great. You feel wonderful. You feel uplifted. You feel fantastic. You feel joyous. And the reason you feel so joyous and so uplifted and so fantastic is because you're speaking the truth about yourself. And as you speak truth thoughts about yourself, your body responds in like fashion. If you say, I like me, your body says, good. If you say, I don't like me, your body says, okay, that's the way you want to be. And if you say, all is in divine order, your body says, fantastic. And if you say, I wish everything was in divine order, your body says, okay, maybe, you know. Whatever conviction we have for ourselves, whatever positive, powerful idea we have for ourselves, whatever glorious attitude we have for ourselves, that is who we are. That is all that we are. A visit to the MD, oh my goodness, all is in divine order. A visit to the MD is all in divine order. A visit to the MD, the metaphysical doctor, the medical doctor, the magic doctor, the doctor of bringing about, through the confirmation of my word, a healthy condition in my life, in my body, in my affairs. It's up to me how I want to do that. I can make that visit real and powerful and joyous and wonderful, or I can make it a joke. And many people do make it a joke. They say, I wish. You don't wish when you speak your word. You say, it is done now. It is so. You don't wish. You know. And when you know, then it is all complete and whole and perfect, wonderful, magnificent, and good. It is the truth about you now and forevermore. A visit to the MD. All is in divine order. It's a confirmation of my healthy condition. A visit to the MD is a confirmation of my healthy condition. A visit to the MD is a confirmation of my healthy condition.